Blog Talk Radio.
Reports are coming in from all over the empire, from all over the world. The government has not yet issued any statement, but there seems to be no question that there actually is a large unidentified object circling the earth at incredible speed.
This is Elmer Davis again. We still don't know what it is and where it comes from, but there's something there. It's been tracked around the earth by radar, traveling at a rate of 4,000 miles an hour.
This is not another flying saucer scare. Scientists and military men already agreed on that. Whatever it is, it's something real.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin about the sea from one of our naval units at sea. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
This is H.D. Covenborn speaking. Here in the nation's capital, there is anxiety and concern, but no outward sign of panic. As a matter of fact, there are signs of normalcy. The beautiful spring weather, the tourist crowds around the public monuments and other buildings.
Thank you.
Television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon, the arrival of a spaceship in Washington. Government and Defense Department officials are concerned by reports of panic in several large eastern cities. I'm authorized to assure you that so far there is no reasonable cause for alarm. The rumors of invading armies and mass destruction are based on hysteria and are absolutely false. I repeat, these rumors are absolutely false. The ship, designed for travel outside the Earth's atmosphere, landed in Washington today at 3:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We still do not know where it came from. The ship is now resting exactly where it landed 2 hours ago, and so far there is no sign of life from inside it. Troops have been rushed across the Potomac River from Fort Myer and have thrown a cordon around the ship. They're supported by tanks, artillery, and machine guns. Behind the police lines is a huge crowd of curiosity seekers. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Every eye, every weapon is trained on the ship. It's been that way for 2 hours, and the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen, I think something is happening.
We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
Thank you. We interrupt this broadcast for a special announcement. We have no idea what the fuck is going on with Blog Talk. As of right now, the movie The Day the Earth Stood Still should be playing. We're getting our folks to check on it and see just what the heck, or as my man Reggie would say, what in the ham sandwich is going on. We'll come back to you in a few minutes.
Unbelievable.
I get the speaker. It's a gift for your person. This speaker has studied life on the other planet.
Radio television broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon, the arrival of a spaceship in Washington. Government and Defense Department officials are concerned by reports of panic in several eastern cities. I am authorized to assure you that so far there is no reasonable cause for alarm. Rumors of invading armies and mass destruction are based on hysteria and are absolutely false. I repeat, these rumors are absolutely false. The ship, designed for travel outside the Earth's atmosphere, landed in Washington today at 3:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We still do not know where it came from. The ship is now resting exactly where it landed 2 hours ago, and so far there is no sign of life from inside it. Troops have been rushed across the Potomac River from Fort Myer, and have thrown a cordon around the ship. They're supported by tanks, artillery, and machine guns. Behind the police line is a huge crowd of curiosity seekers. The Army has taken every precaution to meet any emergency which may develop. Every eye, every weapon is trained on the ship. It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
No.
We have come to visit you in peace and with goodwill.
It was a gift for your president. With this, he could have studied life on the other planet.
Get that ambulance away. Take him to Orderly Hospital right away.
Yes.
The White House.
Well, right in there, Mr. Harley. My name is Harley, Secretary of the President. I've been told you speak our language. My full name is Mr. Patu, just Patu. The President asked me to convey his deepest apologies for what has happened.
Sit down, Mr. Harley.
Thank you. I'm sure I need hardly point out that you are right in some surprise. You've been traveling long? About 5 months. 4 months. You might have come a long way. About 250 million of your miles. Naturally, we are very curious to know where it is you come from. From another planet. Let's just say that we're neighbors. It's rather difficult for us to think of another planet as a neighbor. I'm afraid in the present situation, you'll have to learn that way.
Present situation?
I mean the reason for my coming here.
We're very curious about that, too. Would you care to talk about it?
I'd be glad to. Not now, of course, with you alone.
Oh, perhaps you'd rather discuss it personally with the present.
This is not a personal matter, Mr. Harry. It concerns all the people on your planet.
I'm not sure I understand.
I want to meet with representatives from all the nations of the Earth.
I'm afraid that would be a little awkward, completely without precedent. And on a practical consideration, the time involved, the enormous distances.
I travel 250 million miles.
I appreciate that, but I want to be frank with you, Mr. I mean, Klaatu. Our world, at the moment, is full of tensions and suspicions. In the present international situation, such a meeting would be quite impossible.
What about your United Nations?
You know about the United Nations?
You've been monitoring your radio broadcasts for a good many years. That's how we learned your languages.
I'm sure you recognize from our broadcasts the evil forces that have produced the trouble in our world. I'm sure you
are not concerned, Mr. Harley, with the internal affairs of your planet. My mission here is not to solve your petty squabbles. It concerns the existence of every last creature on Earth.
Perhaps if you could explain a little.
I intend to explain. To all the nations at the same time. How do we proceed, Mr. Harley?
We could call a special meeting of the General Assembly, but of course the United Nations doesn't represent all the nations.
Then I suggest a meeting of all the chiefs of state.
Believe me, you don't understand. They wouldn't sit down to the same table.
I don't want to resort to threats, Mr. Harley. I merely tell you that the future of your planet is at stake. I urge that you transmit that message to the nations of the Earth.
I will make that recommendation to the President. Well, I must tell